Addiction. Essential skills to overcome any addiction and prevent relapse. A guide for the addict and the family and friends that love them and support their recovery. Written by Thomas Johnson. Chapter 1. What is addiction? Narcotics Anonymous Information Pamphlet, IP, entitled Another Look, states that there are probably as many definitions of addiction as there are ways of thinking, based on both research and personal experience. Subsequently, there is a great deal of disagreement on what exactly addiction is. To grasp the complex realities of addiction, one must first confront a fundamental question: what precisely is addiction? Although it may seem like a straightforward query, the answer is far from simple. Addiction has long been a subject of debate, misunderstood by the public, and defined variously by leading health organizations, medical professionals, and, perhaps most poignantly, by the addicted themselves. This chapter delves into how addiction is perceived and defined by authoritative health bodies, the public, and those who live with it every day. Together, these perspectives reveal a multifaceted illness that resists easy categorization or remedy. The World Health Organization, WHO, categorizes addiction primarily within the framework of substance use disorders, acknowledging that addiction affects the brain's reward, motivation, memory, and related circuitry. WHO characterizes addiction as a pattern of behavior in which individuals prioritize substance use over other activities and responsibilities, leading to a cycle of compulsive use despite harmful consequences. The organization emphasizes the need for a public health approach, viewing addiction as a disease with mental, physical, and social components that contribute to ongoing health crises worldwide. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, while similarly recognizing addiction as a disorder, pays close attention to the role addiction plays in public health. The CDC frequently associates addiction with an epidemic, particularly in the context of the opioid crisis. The CDC defines addiction not only as an individual disorder, but as a contagion affecting communities, pointing to shared consequences such as overdose, family disruption, and economic burden. This agency's definition frames addiction within the larger ecosystem of societal health, underscoring how addiction's effects extend far beyond the afflicted individual. The National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, frames addiction as a chronic, relapsing disorder characterized by compulsive drug seeking, continued use despite harmful consequences, and long-lasting changes in the brain. NIDA emphasizes that addiction is a brain disorder with neurological underpinnings, grounded in the concept of reward-seeking behavior. Their research-oriented definition reinforces the notion that addiction is a disease influenced by genetics, environment, and individual biology. According to NIDA, understanding addiction as a neurological disease could inform treatments that are both effective and humane. The American Society of Addiction Medicine, ASAM, offers one of the most comprehensive definitions, identifying addiction as a primary chronic disease of brain reward, motivation, memory, and related circuitry. ASAM highlights five key aspects of addiction: inability to abstain consistently, impairment in behavioral control, cravings, diminished recognition of significant problems, and a dysfunctional emotional response. ASAM's medical definition underscores the chronic nature of addiction,